Henna Feuder for Beginners, How to Play Koi Koi and Which Deck to Buy. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Henna Feuder Chinese Letter Flower Cards is a Japanese deck of 48 cards, 12 months, 4 cards each, that you read entirely by their pictures. Koi Koi is the beloved two-player game. Match cards by month to capture them, build scoring sets called asterisk yaku asterisk. They make the game's one delicious decision, bank your points or shout Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter. Come on, come on. And gamble for more. Start with Nintendo's Daidoryo for the real thing, the Mario deck for pure joy, or a Henna Feuder Hawaii deck for beauty on a budget. Come in, leave your shoes by the door. You walked in thinking Henna Feuder was for the initiated, the mysterious, the untouchable. I am here to tell you that reputation is deliciously, perfectly on purpose. The cards asterisk were asterisk designed to look secret. But sit with me, you will be playing a real round within 15 minutes and falling down a rabbit hole within 15 days. I have set the whole table for you. What the cards are, how Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter actually unfolds at speed. The yaku worth chasing. The hot opinions that will make you sound like you've played for years, and which deck to actually buy. The one that feels right in your palm. The one wrapped so beautifully you almost don't want to open it. The one your hands will reach for again and again. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. What even is Henna Feuder, and why was it secretly illegal? Henna Feuder, Chinese letter, literally flower cards, is a deck of 48 small, stiff cards split into 12 suits, one per month, each named for a seasonal flower. No numbers, no letters. You read every card by its painting, which is exactly the point. Here is the deliciously petty origin story. Japan banned playing cards again and again across the 17th and 18th centuries. The authorities were chasing gamblers, and cards were the gamblers too. So designers got cheeky. Each time a deck was outlawed, a new one appeared dressed in innocent little seasonal pictures the censors couldn't quite pin to a rulebook. Cat and mouse, for over 100 years, and Henna Feuder is the design that finally outlasted the ban. And the cards themselves carry the gambling den in their bodies. Real Henna Feuder aren't thin like poker cards. They're built from layered paper pasted over a clay and paper core, which is why they're so stubby and stiff. That construction wasn't decoration. It let a player slap a card down on a tatami mat with a loud, satisfying clack. That sound was the heartbeat of the back room. When you buy a good deck and feel how thick the cards are, you're holding 200 years of intimidating table slams. Wait, Nintendo made these. And the Yakuza wore them. Yes, the maker who finally won that century-long cat and mouse was a tiny Kyoto shop opened in 1889 by a craftsman named Fusajiro Yamauchi to print Henna Feuder by hand, just as the Meiji government was relaxing its stance on cards. The shop was called Nintendo. That Nintendo. Mario got his start, in a very real sense, dealing cards in the back room. Here's the part most people never hear. Because Henna Feuder's home was the gambling parlor, the cards stayed tangled up with the underworld for decades. Nintendo's early decks were the house tool in Yakuza dens, and the company spent its first half century quietly stigmatized by the association. The word Yakuza itself comes from a Henna Feuder family gambling game, Oicho Kabu. A losing hand of 8 to 9-3, Yakuza totals 20, and since only the last digit counts, it scores a flat 0. A worthless hand became the name for the men who dealt it. So when you sit down to a gentle round of Koi Koi over tea, know that you're playing the polished, beloved descendant of a game that was once contraband. The flowers were always a disguise, and a beautiful one. I find that history makes the cards feel more precious in the hand, not less. How do you actually play Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Koi Koi? Koi Koi is a two-player duel over a shared field of face-up cards. The whole engine in one line, match by month to capture. Two cards of the same month, yours, deal 8 to each player, 8 face-up to the field, stack the rest face-down. On your turn you act twice, once from your hand, once from the deck. Play a card, if it matches a field card's month, scoop both into your pile. If nothing matches, you must leave your card on the field, and this hurts because you're feeding your opponent a target. Then flip the top of the draw pile and resolve it the same way. Two captures a turn when the deck is kind. The magic is the instant a capture completes a yaku, a named scoring set. The game stops and looks at you. Bank it now, Chinese letter slash shabu. I'll settle this round. Or whisper Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, and keep playing for something bigger. The name means roughly come on. Come on is a dare you make to yourself. One small detail beginners miss. If a hand card and a deck flip both match a field card of the same month, you can sometimes sweep three at once. Watch for it. Those triple captures win rounds. What's the strategy nobody tells beginners? Here is where most guides leave you and where the real game begins. Three truths to tattoo on your heart. 1. Stop chasing the legendary hands. Goko Chinese letter, all five brights is gorgeous and lands in a tiny fraction of rounds. The players who actually win grind the humble stuff, 5 animals tain, 10 chaff, kasu the ribbon sets. Small, steady bank. 2. The dealer keeps dealing and that's the whole secret. Win a round and you stay the parent oya, going first next round. The old hands have a saying I love, if you never lose the deal you never lose. That alone is why a fast, modest yaku you actually bank beats a beautiful hand you gamble away. Speed protects your position. 3. Koi koi is a knife that cuts both ways. Call it. And if your opponent completes any yaku before you score again, they win the round, their score doubles and you get nothing. So the call isn't greed, it's board reading. Call koi koi only when a field still holds cards that build your hand and starve theirs. Which cards matter most? And how do I read the field? Memorize a priority order and you'll outplay people who have shuffled for years. Tier 1 is the 5 brights plus the September Sake Cup. Grab those nearly always. Tier 2 is the scoring spine. The red and blue poetry ribbons and the trio of Boar July, Deer October, Butterflies June that forms in Ashikacho. Tier 3 down is the rest of the animals, then plain chaff. The Sake Cup deserves its own paragraph. September's Chinese letter, Japanese letter, Chinese letter. Chrysanthemum with Sake Cup. Counts as an animal in many rule sets and doubles as a chaff card. And it's the linchpin of both drinking yaku, moon viewing with August's moon, and flower viewing with March's cherry curtain. One card, 4 jobs. Whoever holds it has more paths to score, so if it's sitting on the field, take it even when nothing else lines up. Now the part that separates good from great. Watch what your opponent captures. If they're hoarding blue ribbons, capture or refuse to feed the remaining ones to deny their yaku. And when you can't match, discard from April Wisteria or May Iris first. Those suits carry no bright and no high value card, so they're the safest gift to hand across the table. A strong opening hand, by the way, holds about 8 different suits. Clumps of pairs and triplets choke your flexibility. What's the deal with the Rain Man and the Sake Cup feud? This is the lore that makes you sound like a lifer. November's Rain Man, the Ono no Michikaze bright, looks like a prize, it's a 20-point bright, but the scoring rules quietly disrespect it. The 3-bright Yakusenko specifically excludes the Rain Man, the 4-bright Shiko is the 4-brights without him. Include him and you don't get the clean 4-bright, you get the consolation Yaku Aim Shiko, rainy 4-light, which scores fewer points. A bright the rulebook treats like a liability. Meanwhile the Sake Cup, technically the lowliest sort of card, does 4 jobs at once. So the r/Hennefeuder community immortalized the contrast as the Virgin Rain Man versus the Chad Sake Cup. And I will not be taking questions because they are correct. One honest footnote on numbers because rule sets genuinely differ. Most beginner guides and Nintendo's own sheets score Sanko at 5 or 6 depending on house rules, Shiko at 10, and Aim Shiko at 7 to 8. Agree on your table's values before you deal. That one conversation prevents the only real arguments Koi Koi ever causes. Hennefeuder versus Korean H-Watu, what's the difference? If you fall for Koi Koi, you'll eventually meet its bolder cousin across the sea. H-Watu, Kohut Huenus, the Korean deck used for the wildly popular game Go-Stop. They share the same 12-month 48 card bones, but the differences are real and worth knowing before you buy. H-Watu cards are thick, glossy plastic with textured backs built for fast, slap-happy play, where traditional Japanese Hennefeuder are layered paper with muted, painterly art. H-Watu decks usually ship with extra joker/bonus cards that Go-Stop needs and Koi Koi doesn't. And there's a small trap for purists. In many H-Watu decks, the Willow and Polonia months are effectively swapped in how they're treated. so Japanese players' muscle memory can stutter for a round. None of this is a problem, it's just a different dialect of the same garden. My honest steer, learn on a Japanese deck so the classic imagery sets into your hands, then treat a H-Watu deck as the punchy, durable travel option. Go Stop itself is a glorious, faster, more chaotic ride. Go is its koi koi, Stop is its shabu, and once you love the rhythm of pressing your luck, you'll want both decks in a drawer. Down the rabbit hole, why is the deck you buy only the beginning? A confession about why I love this little game so much. Hennefeudo is a collector's world wearing a card game's clothes. The moment you own one deck, you start eyeing another, an artisan stencil-colored pack. The cobalt blue glamour of a H-Watu deck, a museum shop exclusive. Nintendo's own museum and store have leaned hard into Hennefeudo's heritage in recent years. If you spot an official commemorative set, grab it, because these things vanish and resurface at collector prices. And then there's the part that undoes me every time. People make these. Partners hand-painting custom decks as anniversary gifts. Fan decks built around beloved characters. Decks designed so the brights literally shimmer, just so a newcomer can spot the prizes across the table. The r/Hennefeudo crowd posts these like proud parents. Custom Hennefeudo my partner made for me loudly crying face is practically a genre. So here's my whole philosophy in one breath. Buy the deck that wants to be touched. Not the cheapest, not the rarest, the one whose weight and wrapping make you reach for it on a quiet evening. Learn Koi Koi in 15 minutes. Stay for the people, the lore and the slow, happy horde of beautiful little gardens. Come for the game, stay forever. Final verdict. Begin where your heart is. If you want the genuine article, the deck a Japanese player grew up with, buy the Nintendo Daidoryo and learn the true card faces. Everything you learn on it transfers everywhere. If this is a gift, or there are children at the table, the Mario deck is pure delight and plays exactly like the real thing. And if you simply want to start tonight with the gentlest possible welcome, a Hennefeudo Hawaii deck, not pure for beauty, or the extra-large style deck with the Yaku printed right on the cards, we'll have you playing your first round of Koi Koi before the tea has cooled. There is no wrong door. Come in. Frequently asked questions. Is Hennefeudo hard to learn? Number you only need to recognize 4 card ranks, brights, animals, ribbons and chaff, and one rule, match cards by month to capture them. Most people are playing a real round of Koi Koi within 15 minutes. The depth comes later from the Koi Koi gamble, not from the basics. How many cards are in a Hennefeudo deck? Exactly 48. 12 months suits, 4 cards in each. Unlike a Western deck, there are no numbers or letters, you identify every card by its picture. What does Koi Koi actually mean? It means roughly come on, the call you make when you have a winning set but choose to keep playing for a bigger one. It is a dare to yourself and the risk is real. If your opponent finishes first after you call it, their score doubles and you get nothing. How many players do you need for Koi Koi? 2. Koi Koi is specifically a 2-player Hennefeudo game. For more players, the same cards are used for other games such as Hacha Hacha, but for your first sessions, find one partner and play Koi Koi. What is a Yaku? A Yaku is a named scoring combination of captured cards, for example the 3 brights Sanko, or the Bordier Butterfly Trio in Ashikacha. You score every Yaku you complete, and their points add together. Forming one is what gives you the right to stop the round or shout Koi Koi. Which is the best Hennefeudo deck for a complete beginner? If price is no object and you want the real cultural object, the Nintendo Daidoryo. If you want the easiest possible start, the Hennefeudo Hawaii style deck prints the points and Yaku right on the cards. And the Mario deck is the most joyful gift, fully playable with a case and instructions included. Does the Nintendo Mario Hennefeudo deck play like a real deck? Yes. Nintendo kept the traditional 48 card, 12 month structure intact and simply illustrated each card with Mario Universe characters so it plays identically to a classic deck. It also ships with a storage case and an instruction sheet. Are the point values the same in every rule set? Mostly, but not perfectly. The values here follow the common standard Goko 10, Shiko 8, Aim Shiko 7, Sanko 5 and so on, which matches Nintendo's own rule sheets. A few house rules differ by a point, most often scoring Sanko at 6, and many groups apply a doubling when a round totals 7 or more. Agree on the rules before you deal. What's the difference between Hennefeudo and Korean H-Watu, Kohutu, Nus, their cousins? H. Auto uses the same 12-month 48-card structure but with a bolder, glossier plastic finish and is hugely popular in Korea, especially the game GoStop. If you love the Koi Koi rhythm, a H. Auto deck is a gorgeous, slightly punchier way to play the same garden. Should I really chase Goko the 5 Brights? Almost never on purpose. It appears in under 2% of rounds. Treat it as a happy accident, keep capturing brights when they're cheap, but build your actual score from animals, chaff, and ribbon sets. Greatness in Koi Koi is mostly good bookkeeping.